Today, as we celebrate this day that is dedicated to the souls in purgatory, we first of all have to remind ourselves about the reality of purgatory. We oftentimes call them the poor souls, but really, they are holy souls. These are members of the communion of saints. They are all people who are in the state of grace. They are all people who will go to heaven. But there is some purification that is needed before they can get there. Scripture, after all, tells us nothing impure or imperfect can enter into the kingdom of God. And so if that were the case, now that is the case, but if it were the case that we had to be perfect when we die, that would mean Our Lady and a few of the saints would be in heaven, and that's it. Thanks be to God for His mercy. People tend sometimes to be afraid of purgatory, but we have to recognize it's actually part of the mercy of God. And all you have to do is ask yourself, if you were to die today, have you achieved spiritual perfection? Didn't think so. In other words, you wouldn't be able to go to heaven if it weren't for purgatory. And so it actually is a mercy and a blessing, because in purgatory, the souls, as the word says, are being purged of anything that is not perfect. They cannot sin. They cannot go backwards. There is a guarantee that every one of them has that they will go to heaven. It's just a question of how much needs to be purified. That's why we want, in part, to grow in holiness here, so that we don't have to go to purgatory, or at least minimize it. On top of that, it's the realization that in purgatory, there is no merit. There is no growth in holiness for the souls in purgatory. And so all it is purification. So until they can be perfectly purified or perfected, they cannot go to heaven. So if we can continue to work on our growth in holiness here, not only does that mean that there's a growth in merit, there is a higher position in heaven for the rest of eternity, which means you will love God more for the rest of eternity, but then you'll have to spend less time in purgatory. Less time in purgatory not only just means more time in heaven, but it also means more time united with and worshiping God. That's the purpose of what our life is about. Now, for the souls who are in purgatory, as I said, they are part of the communion of saints. And so they are praying for us. But of course, they are praying for themselves, and they are doing absolutely 100% of everything that they can do to get to heaven as quickly as they possibly can. They cannot go any faster by themselves. But our prayers for them can leapfrog them forward then. What they are doing for themselves can be augmented by our prayers. And so a great mercy on our part if we are willing to do this for them. And because of the fact that they are saints, they aren't going to forget the fact that you helped them. So when they get to heaven, they're going to be praying in a special way for you. Because you helped them to get to heaven, they want to help you to get to heaven. So it's a win-win situation. I mean, we shouldn't be doing any of this out of selfishness, but even if you do it out of total selfishness and say, well, I'll pray for them so that they pray for me, wrong reason, but even if you do that, at least you're praying for them. And they're going to pray for you. And of course, if that's the case, then the selfishness needs to be purified anyway. So they don't want you to spend any more time in purgatory than you need to, so they'll be slapping you silly to get rid of the selfishness. So it'll help anyway. No matter what your motive, pray for the souls in purgatory. And they're going to be praying for you so that you can become the saint that God is calling you to be. Now, we need to make very clear, because there are all kinds of misconceptions about what's going on these days. Nobody seems to know what we believe anymore. Purgatory is not a point of discussion. Purgatory is not a point of debate. The Church's teaching on purgatory is an infallible teaching. It cannot change. There is no discussion. We can talk about what goes on in purgatory or all these different things, but whether it exists, whether it's a reality, whether it's something we have to believe, that is not up for debate. It is, as I said, an infallible teaching. And so it is very clear, and it's very clear in a variety of different places in Scripture. The one that we hear about most often is from 2 Maccabees, and the Protestants will say, well, you see, there is no purgatory because 2 Maccabees isn't in the Bible. Well, it is in the Bible, but they threw it out. But that's not the only place where we hear about purgatory. Jesus talked, for instance, about how we need, if somebody wants to, you know, settle or do what we want to sue you, settle on the way to court. He said, otherwise, they'll hand you over to the police, they'll hand you over to the magistrate, and you'll be thrown in jail, and you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. Well, there is no getting out of hell. Once a person is there, they're there for eternity. So what jail are you going to be thrown into that you can be released after you paid the last penny? He's not talking about heaven. He's not talking about hell. It's pretty obvious then that there's this place where people are going to be purified, where any of the punishment for sin, the temporal punishment for sin that needs to be worked off, will be taken care of, and the imperfections as well. That in mind, I should also point out something that a lot of people forget about, and that is that when someone is dying, make sure that they get the sacraments of the Church, that they get anointed, that they receive the apostolic pardon, because that's part of the last rites. And that apostolic pardon removes all of the temporal punishment due to sin. In other words, all that remains is whatever imperfections are there, but not any of the temporal punishment. So all that can be removed. So again, the part that we can do to help people. So make sure you're praying for people as they're dying, because remember, that is when the worst attack is going to happen, when the devil is going to unleash everything that he's got, because if he can get that person to despair right before dying, then he's got them. So there's an end point. There's a point at which you can't repent. Remember, once your soul leaves your body, you cannot change your mind. And so there is no repentance after one dies. So that's why Satan goes after the people right before they die. So we want to pray for the people who are dying, but we also want to pray for our beloved dead. Because if they are in purgatory, they need your prayers. As I said earlier, they're doing absolutely everything in their power to get to heaven as quickly as they can. They by themselves cannot get there any faster. But we can help them. So pray for them. And if they're already in heaven, God will give your prayers to someone else who needs them. If they didn't make it, God will still give your prayers to someone else. So if they're in heaven, they don't need your prayers. If they're in hell, the prayers aren't going to do any good. But the prayers are going to be given to someone else who does need them. So none of your prayers are going to go to waste. And there are lots and lots of people in purgatory who have no one to pray for them. And so that's, again, a point of charity on our part, where we can do that. Now, that said, if you go to a cemetery, or Pope John Paul even expanded it, if you drive by a cemetery and pray for the people, if you cannot get there, if you know somebody who's homebound, they can't get out, all they have to do is even mentally think about going to the cemetery. So if they can't get there physically, at least to do so spiritually. And pray for the souls. Just, you know, the prayer, eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord. If they pray that prayer for the souls, And then now they've extended things to 20 days, so get to confession within 20 days either side, get to confession or to communion within those 20 days, you can obtain a partial indulgence, or a plenary indulgence. And a plenary indulgence can be offered for the souls in purgatory. And so that's, you know, today through the 8th. So then for the next week, you can do that every single day. You can get one plenary indulgence per day for the rest of your life, for all that matters, but one per day is what you can do. Get as many partial indulgences as you want, but one, get one a day. Now, the difficulty of that is the part that people always forget. So you have to also pray for the intentions of the Pope, so the Hail Mary, Our Father, and the Glory Be. But you must be detached from every aspect of every sin that you've ever committed in order to get an actual plenary indulgence. That's the hard part. So if you do it more than once a day, you might not be getting a plenary indulgence, even though you've done what needs to be done. If you're not spiritually in that state, you can still get a pretty hefty partial indulgence. So you can offer all of that again for the souls and a great work of charity. So with that, let's pray for the poor souls. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. And may their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.